Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Quran Quest on RIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sayyid Salman Naqavi, my guest speaker, a faculty member of Al-Mustafa University. Assalamu alaikum, Sayyid, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much for inviting me.
It's a pleasure to have you back in the studio, shedding light on my Quranic questions. Especially this episode that we are going to actually pick up where we left off discussing some of the questions regarding Surah Al-Takfir and this holy month of Ramadan. I asked the question, and unfortunately, the previous episode we ran, out of time. So we'd like to, actually talk about that and complete somehow that answer. But before we move on, let's listen to a few verses of this great chapter of the Noble Quran, Surah Al-Takfir, and then we get back and continue our program, Quran Quest, on RIB English Radio. Stay tuned.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إذا الشمس كورت.
When the sun is wrapped up in darkness.
وإذا النجوم كدرت.
And when the stars fall dispersing.
وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ.
And when the mountains are removed.
Welcome back to the program Quran Quest on RIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. And my guest speaker, Sayyid Salman Naqavi, faculty member of Al-Mustafa University. We are still on the discussion of or discussing this great chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Takfir. We talked about a couple of issues, in fact, in the last two episodes where we started this chapter and the discussion regarding it. We talked about where the origin of the name of this Takfir, where it comes from, the initial verse, obviously. And we also talked about the reason of revelation. And we also, in the last episode, talked about, the difference between the scientific facts and investigation and inquiry, and also religious perspective and God's knowledge of the unseen. Sayyid, I asked you a question regarding, in fact, what do we say or how do we apply scientific facts to, let's say, religious realm or somehow metaphysical, let's say, issues. And also, I would like to add something regarding Kant's critique of pure reason, because I think to some extent he was right when he talked about some realms or some, let's say, domains of knowledge that goes beyond somehow, or is not limited, let's say, to scientific investigation, because these, or the body of the knowledge that we get from God, like through the Holy Scriptures, including our Quran, it talks about some aspects that do not lend themselves easily to some kind of physical laws or physical investigation. Don't you agree?
Yes, that's true. When the Quran is talking about some very sublime meanings of a transcendental nature, the existence of God Himself, maybe, or the existence of the angels, for example, we're talking about realms which the physical senses and physical perception cannot comprehend at all. Mm-hmm. The sensory it does not fall in the realm of physical happenings that can be, because the scope of scientific research and whatever is investigation is carried out is within the scope of physical and material, corporeal existence.
Mm-hmm.
So things which are beyond that,
yes.
Science cannot, you know, indulge in that at all.
Yes.
But when it is talking about physical happenings, the Quran, for example, when we talk about the verses that we are going to engage in,
mm-hmm.
in the Surah Al-Takwir, when we talk about is Ashamsu Kuvvirat,
yes,
the winding up of the sun, the Takwir is from Kuvvirat,
yes,
the infinite form of the Kuvvirat,
yes,
is the Takwir, mm-hmm. the Master,
yes,
the infinite form.
Mm-hmm.
Of Kuvvirat. So he is talking about a physical thing. It's
yes.
talking about a physical happening that will be happening in the future. So the science can or cannot predict what's happening, but what will happen, we may be able to explain in scientific terms. Because when it talks about the winding up of the sun,
yes,
or in sometimes Kuvvirat is also, it means the darkening of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes dark, or the its light extinguishes.
Yes.
So maybe scientifically we can explain what it means. But will it happen? Will science be able to predict when it's going to happen? No, we're not. We can't say for sure. We can't say that at all. Maybe in the future, scientific study and investigation takes us to that level.
Yes.
But here, when we shall discuss these, the first part, which is beginning with Iza in Arabic, this mm-hmm. is a device which is mm-hmm. used for a conditional statement, a proposition which is conditional,
mm-hmm.
is contingent. It has two parts. One part is the condition, and the second part is that
result.
Is the result which is going to happen, take
yes.
place.
Mm-hmm.
And the first part, the idha, also is not just the happening of something. It is the happening of something in all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
It's called mufajat. It's going to happen all of a sudden,
mm-hmm.
without any, you know, anyone being able to
predict it. Mm-hmm.
So basically, idha kuvvirat, when the sun will be wound up, or it will darken out, it will be extinguished, or whatever, it is going to happen all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the passive word is being, verse is being, the form is being used, and also the past tense is being used. Idha kuvvirat.
Mm-hmm.
It would have happened maybe,
mm-hmm.
but it's not translated to be it would have happened or it happened in the past. It will happen. It shall happen. It shall come about.
Yes.
And the past tense is used because it wants to say that it is something which is taken for sure, that it will consider it to be happening as it ever happened in the past.
Yes.
It's something which will come about in any case.
I have a
so
question.
So science cannot, you know, predict that.
Uh-huh. Thank you very much.
Let's but still, we can't say everything what is contained in the Quran, and as to when the Quran is talking about physical entities and the celestial bodies, it is within the realm of science to be, you know, be able to explain that.
Mm-hmm. The first part, at least.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
In the same way, it's not just science. I mean, a lot of things, if you know about them, apart from science, if you know about philosophy,
mm-hmm.
then you can explain many things which are mentioned in the Quran in the philosophical terms.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our program Quran Quest on RIB English Radio. Stay tuned.
You are listening to Quran Quest on Iran Radio.
Welcome back to the program Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio with me, Mohammad Jawad Hossein, this program, and Sayyid Salman Naghavi, my guest speaker, a faculty member of Al Mustafa University. We are talking about or discussing Surah Al-Takwir, especially the first verse, as Shamsu Kuvvirat, when the sun is wound up. Sayyid, you said that, in fact, you know, and you also mentioned that some of these happenings could be counted for actually by science, right? Based on the facts that we get from, for example, the previous darkening of the stars and the black holes and everything that happened to, you know, the transient nature of the physical nature, basically. You mentioned, in fact, something, you know, regarding the scientific prediction based on the investigation, the empirical investigation they have. I wanted to ask you a question, a very short question there. Even if science would be able actually to predict something, like it would happen, for example, some special events would happen. They say most of the scientists, especially, or even philosophers, talked about this problem with scientific prediction, that they say they could only come up with the predictions. There is no room in science for purpose. They don't talk about the purpose. They don't believe that there is a purpose for this, or there is a reason for this, that it, for example, should happen or should not happen. They only deal with the scientific facts and figures.
Yes, so it's not within the realm of science at all to discover what the purpose is behind these happenings, maybe. They're just looking for the causes, how it happened. Why is not the consideration of science? Why did it happen?
Exactly.
How did it happen? What were the sequence of events that led to that to happen? That's basically the ambit of science.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why did the, what is the purpose behind it? Of course, they say they go beyond their boundaries, and they say because we don't find any purpose, therefore it has no purpose. They can't say that.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when you talk about you're talking about zakat, for example, Islam says that you have to give zakat.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the purpose for that? The helping the needy people. So economics tells us needy people, what do we mean by a person in need?
Mm-hmm.
Economics may help us to understand, is he living within below the poverty line? But the decision to give it to him is not the field of economics to say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's religion which is going to say, or it's ethics which is going to give you that.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, so we have to make the boundaries between the various subjects and disciplines which we have. The discipline, scientific discipline, is based, basically is talking about the discovering what is happening in the physical realm. And it is trying to discover how it happened. Why it happened is not within that scope at all. Though the logical positivists would try to say this, yes, we have, because we don't find anything beyond this physical world, therefore it does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to explain everything in physical terms, especially when it comes to the brain and the mind and the issue of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So the debate goes on and on.
Yes.
So therefore, basically, this holy surah that we're going to talk about is not talking about these issues. There's a lot of other holy verses where you can expand upon that.
Yes, inshallah.
But still, it is even, Quran is, on the other hand, motivating us as human beings to go out and find.
And discover.
And even in the empirical way, it's not negating empirical way. When it says أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ, it's talking about the empirical way of observing things.
Or when God swears by the moon and the sun, quite physical, natural objects.
No, I'm talking about even the scientific inquiry, the way how to go about the investigation of using and employing the inductive way of reasoning.
Thank you very much, Sayyid. That was Salman Naghavi, a faculty member of Al-Mustafa University, my guest speaker, discussing with me about chapter Takfir or Surah Al-Takfir. And inshallah, in the upcoming episodes, we continue and move along with the different verses of this chapter. And because we are still in Ramadan, and of course, despite the fact that we are in the last days of Ramadan, it's a very good opportunity for me to ask you earnestly to pray for us. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Quran Quest, the program that answers your Quranic questions.